This is OPB. I'm Kate Davidson. The Northwest is already seeing the effects of climate change, according to a new national climate assessment. The 1,600-page report outlines dire consequences across the country as global temperatures continue to rise. In the Northwest, the changes threaten much of what our region holds dear, from ski seasons to salmon runs. OPB's Cassandra Perfita joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, Kate.
So tell us a little bit more about this report. Remind us who put it together.
Yeah, so this is the most comprehensive evaluation to date on climate impacts to our economy, our health, agriculture, and the environment. And there's 13 federal agencies that put it together for Congress every 4 years. This year, it's interesting. You know, the findings aren't just about future predictions, but about impacts that we're already seeing. And it includes a whole chapter on the Pacific Northwest, painting a pretty vivid picture about what's in store for us.
So what are some of the key findings for the Pacific Northwest?
There is a lot of bad news for us, unfortunately, and some of it we've already heard about. There's more extreme weather creating more landslides and flooding and drought and wildfires in our future. But there's also this emphasis on these really profound impacts to our culture and our way of life. I mean, if you think about it, our economy depends really heavily on natural resources. So forestry, fisheries, agriculture, outdoor recreation, you know, climate change threatens all of them. The report predicts that a lack of snow from climate change could cut all snow-based recreational revenue by 70%. And with spring starting earlier, crops could start blooming before we have insects around to pollinate them, which is like, wow, what do we do with that? There are also things that we might not think about with climate change, like our health. Warmer temperatures are going to bring more mosquitoes. And as a result, we're going to see more mosquitoes carrying the West Nile virus. That means more people getting infected and even dying from that virus.
And the report says that we are already seeing some of these effects. Can you tell us a little bit more about what's happening now?
Yeah, you know, according to the report, we saw a lot of these effects in the 2015 drought. So that year is presented as a preview of our future with climate change. The temperatures were several degrees above normal, with record low snowpack, rampant wildfires, and huge agricultural losses. There were toxins from harmful algal blooms that closed fisheries along the coast, and we saw salmon die-offs because of warm water temperatures in rivers and streams.
And does the report include recommendations for how communities should prepare?
Yes, there's a bunch of recommendations for how we can reduce our risk in the future. They say we can prepare all of our infrastructure for more stress in the future. So let's be ready to handle stronger storms, hotter heat waves, bigger wildfires. They say we need backup plans for when things go wrong. So if a landslide or a drought takes out a key source of groundwater, we really need a second source to turn to. We can develop water markets. The report says that would allow us to have one person that has water that could then sell it to another person who needs it. And we could grow more of our own seafood using aquaculture instead of catching wild species in the ocean, and that could help prevent extinctions. But really, they say there's a lot we don't know yet about how to respond, and there's an assumption that we do need to be reducing global carbon emissions. That is, you know, that will reduce all of our risk. But in the meantime, we also can be thinking about how are we going to adapt.
That's OPB's Cassandra Perfita. Thank you.
Thank you.